Next, it is my honor to introduce our next speaker, Dr. Drew Gilpin Faust, President of Harvard University. Prior to taking office as Harvard's 28th president, she had a distinguished background in education and history, particularly as a historian of the U.S. Civil War and the American South. Her notable positions include the following: founding dean of the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study, the Lincoln Professor of History in the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, the Annenberg Professor of History, and director of the Women's Study Program at the University of Pennsylvania. She received her bachelor's degree magna cum laude with honors in history from Bryn Mawr, and her master's and doctoral degrees in American Civilization from the University of Pennsylvania. We are privileged to have her join us today in this ceremony to honor our soon-to-be commissioned officers. Please join me in welcoming the President of Harvard, Dr. Drew Gilpin Faust.
Thank you. We honor and congratulate you today as you join a long and venerable tradition of Harvard Soldier Scholars. But this year marks a special anniversary in that long history. 150 years ago this spring, your predecessors at Harvard faced national upheaval and a threat to the future of the Republic that would cause more than 1,300 Harvard alumni to take up arms. As Charles Russell Lowell, the valedictorian of the college class of 1854, explained, he knew that, and I quote him, "somehow or other, this fight was going to be one in which decent men ought to engage for the sake of humanity." Lowell would be killed in Virginia in 1864, the fate of one in every 10 of those from Harvard who served in the Union Army. We still live with their memory and with their names inscribed on the walls of Memorial Hall, not far behind us. Lowell articulated a notion of service as the responsibility, as he put it, of decent men called to engage in a conflict about basic principles of humanity. He was willing to risk and ultimately to sacrifice his life to try to ensure a better world, one in which slavery would perish and democracy, the last best hope of earth, in Lincoln's words, could survive. And he recognized the obligation of those who had received the privilege of education to make their contribution to the greater good. His brother-in-law, Robert Gould Shaw, Harvard class of 1860, commanded the Massachusetts 54th, the first black regiment. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., class of 1861, was wounded three times, but survived to undertake another sort of public service as a United States Supreme Court justice. These are just three individuals who were part of a remarkable generation. Holmes later described them as having been touched by fire. And they experienced extraordinary times when many despaired about the very survival of the United States. We are not the first to live in an era of peril and crisis, with our country involved in conflicts at three sites around the globe. You, as military officers, have chosen to face very difficult challenges and to assume grave responsibilities. I hope that the knowledge, the judgment, and the habits of mind that you have developed here during these past 4 years will serve as a valuable resource. And I hope that your place in a long and now newly invigorated Harvard tradition of military service and sacrifice supports and inspires you in the months and years to come. I thank you for your service. Thank you.